Good morning. I don't have my earphones in or nothing, so I started this like normal with technical difficulties.
Oh, this is lovely.
Here we go.
Fucking lovely. Yeah.
Always lovely. This is the Daily Wetter View, brought to you by the Front Booking Weather Report. And we can hang over edition of the weather report. Speaking with Jason from World with the Science. That's one of our sponsors. Also, Music Making Sense Podcast and Apex Music System with Argos. And Matt.
Yeah, fuck him.
Mad K Studio. Why do I call it Mad K Designs? I don't know why. Mad K Studio. Mad K Studio. That's who we're talking about.
So. Yeah, fuck him too. They're not on yet, so they can't define themselves. So fuck them both.
That's what I say. So,
it was a long night for me. How about you, Bruce?
It wasn't such a long night for me, other than my, I have one of those dustbusters, right? The, dustbusters that, little handheld vacuums.
Oh yeah. My great, great grandmother had one of those things. So yeah. Old
some
as fuck.
Some of us who live back in the Stone Age still have them. And, there's the little charger and stuff if the dustbuster isn't on there quite right, it blinks all night. Well, this thing is sitting in my bedroom closet, and I had the window cracked, or the door cracked on it.
That's and, not the only thing, crack that was open.
Yeah, it blinked all night.
Oh.
I was too goddamn lazy to get up and close the thing so it would quit blinking. But it's amazing that the littlest piece of light can kind of keep you up in the middle of the night. Because it was not very, much of a light. It was just a small, light. That's it. A little blinking red light, but, I could see it through my eyelids.
Wow.
It's really strange, but, yeah, but had a great weekend myself. I mean, what'd you do? Why'd you have a long night there, Jason? What's going on, man?
Cause I had a repeat of last Sunday.
A repeat last Sunday. You had an influx of orders coming in on Sunday. So Sunday night is your
Sunday night. Yes.
Sunday night is your everything's on sale night.
It. I don't know. It sure seems that way. It's like I was up till 11:30 last night, my time. Getting my last. It seemed to all just kind of flow in, starting at about 9 o'clock, and was up till about 11:30 last night, finishing the last order. So, and then I wake up to another one this morning, but I love it.
It was a late night.
This
is a good thing to have.
It is.
This is a good thing to have.
What's for the sure. One big seller right now?
The one big seller would have to be, this is why we can't have nice things. And it's got a picture of the main focus is Congress. And then off to the left is the White House. And off to the right is the court system. Doesn't matter if it's Supreme Court, state court, judicial, circus court, doesn't fucking matter. They're all corrupt.
People's court.
Yes. The People's Court. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That one. And, it's been all vinyl lately, which is totally fine. I love cutting vinyl, and I got new blades. So, this is why we can't have nice things. And it's also the killdozer of I am willing to be unreasonable.
Yeah, that's a good one. That was a home run, that guy. That's I like that one too.
And you know whose idea that one was?
Biden's?
No, that was Bill's idea from Colloquium Craft Coffee.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
He was like, hey, you should do this. I'm like, yeah, it ain't going to fucking sell, but I'll do it. And it's been my number one seller.
Right.
It's funny how those things work out. I'm like, yeah, I'll do it, Bill, but this ain't gonna fucking sell. I don't think anybody's gonna buy it. And I sold out of mug. Yeah, I sold out of mugs over Christmas because of that one.
Yeah, I bet. Well, it's that world of you just never know. I mean, your greatest ideas and stuff you put together, I'm like, this is gonna be huge. I know when I put artwork online, the stuff that goes viral, that people not that anything's gone really viral, but you know, most stuff you get, you know, a couple hundred, you know, views or whatever like that, then all of a sudden one will blow out to like 1500. It's always some stupid that I just did at the last minute. Like, I'll just throw this up there. This is kind of interesting. And I'm like, holy crap. You just don't know.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So, hey, Harkos, did you listen to the PBT or the PBJ podcast the other day with they had
peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
They had Zane Corker. I don't know. I don't remember the guy's name, but he was some hip hop.
Dame Dash, no, I can't stand that guy. I refuse.
Oh my god, what an interesting show that was, though. I mean, the guy.
No, I doubt it. That fucking dude's a scam.
It was an interesting show, though, because
he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, exactly. But how the host fucking railed him. If you don't like the guy, you should really listen to the show because it's really interesting. Because the guy didn't do himself any favors.
Well, yeah, he never really did himself any favors. I mean, so for those that don't know, Dame Dash, he was basically like the management wing of Rockefeller Records, and not David Rockefeller, but I'm talking about like Jay-Z. And so he was really the management arm of Jay-Z's blow-up time when Jay-Z got big. And then they had a falling out once Jay-Z got to the top, and Dame Dash pretty much just fell off into oblivion. And now he's popping back up because he's inserting himself back into the culture in different ways. Like, one way is obviously putting himself on as talking about Diddy somehow. And then also he's trying to exploit Indiana hip-hop artists. And so what he's doing is he's like, oh, Indiana is going to be the next big thing. And so he's coming over here and supposedly coming in with investment, and the first artist that he took is basically a carbon copy of all those fucking skank ass females that are running hip hop right now. That's the first artist he took. So it's not like he's trying to revolutionize anything. He's literally out here, like, this chick that he took is like a fucking pretty much a halfway and nobody, and she looks just like all the other ones, sounds just like all the other ones. And he's a piece of shit.
I like that because it's the vibe he gave me. I'm like listening to him and I'm like, what an epic self-absorbed dick this guy is. I mean, just
he is
trying to be. He seemed like it, like it, because I listened cold. I had no idea who this guy was. And right. You know, I'm just working in my car. I want something to play in the background. I had already gone through all the Music Making Sense podcasts. So if you could kick that up to doing two a week, that'd be great. So I listened to this because it came on right after that one, and I just listened to him. Like, what the guy came off to me as one of those people that's kind of a has-been, had his moment in 15 minutes of fame, and is now trying to come back in by dropping all of the names from back in the day. And he talked about, oh, I had this problem with this, and we had this thing, but we don't talk about that publicly. We take that shit private. You can check me on that and stuff like that. But, you know, I always call him the PBR podcast, but they Google everything that any of their guests say just so they have that information in front of them. And so they're just calling him out on all this stuff. And I was like, wow, this is how not to do an interview. It was a very interesting interview from the host's point of view, but from the guest point of view, it really made him look like an ass. But the host didn't make him look like an ass. He did it all to himself. So
he's very good. Yeah, he's really very good at that because he is a piece of shit. You know, I mean, like, he's always been like that. Whenever Rockefeller, when Jay-Z was at, like, his building up at his height and everything was all about them, they signed many different artists underneath that label that had a little bit of a pop, but none of them really got really big. I mean, J. Cole was, like, the only one who really kind of made it out of that, and he got in at, like, the end, and then he got his popular.
But that was because of his department store.
Yeah, exactly. That too is because of the Kohl's department store. But anyway,
that Kohl's cash. Nah,
Yeah, exactly.
Cole's cash.
See, the thing is that, you know, Dame is exactly like what you said. He thinks that he's the biggest genius on the planet and everything's because of him. And so he always thought that Jay-Z got as big as he got because Dame Dash is so smart. When in reality, Jay-Z was the one actually out here doing most of the fucking work. And Dame Dash was just in the back doing a little bit of paperwork and fucking running his mouth. And that so that's sense. Why they had a falling out. I mean, you got to think about it. Jay-Z is one of the largest hip-hop artists on the planet in regards to notoriety, in regards to popularity, and in regards to wealth. And Dame Dash, you mean fuck, nobody knows who that guy is unless you actually are a hip-hop guy. And then you're always like, oh, well, he's a has-been, right? And so because he thought that he fucking built Jay-Z, and whether or not he did is a different story to the fact that he always was saying that it wasn't Jay-Z, it was him. And so, of course, Jay-Z's going to be like, no, fuck you.
But what I got out of it is, you know, knowing something about the music industry. I mean, hip-hop is no different from rock, from no different from jazz when it comes to the business end of things. There's a little bit different stuff culturally and people, but people are business and business. If you're a producer and record label that's fucking kicking it, and you can bring someone like Jay-Z to the forefront and can't keep him, that says more about your bad business ethic than the artists. So, you know, and also, if it was just that, okay, you built this guy up and he got big and then bailed on you because he's a dick, well, then you'd have a line of other people that would get just as big that you could work with if you were good. And so that's, I kind of got that vibe from him. Like, no one would want to work with you. Listen to the way you're talking about all these people that you worked with.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, he's just trying to, bring himself back around again, probably because he's broke.
Probably, yeah.
That's one of the reasons why, you know, people come back into prominence is that they are broke. You know, if you're doing the media rounds, you probably need the money. So, especially if you're doing Indiana hip hop, right?
Hey, Harkos.
Yeah.
Do you ever seen the movie Menace to Society?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, he's this dude's probably going around with it. Dude, I'll suck your dick.
Pretty much.
Well, it's funny you talk about him being broke. He talked about that, but the way he was talking about his wealth, how it came and went, it was really interesting because it's the kind of if you're really poor at money management, which I have been in the past, the excuse you use is like, I use my money. I use my money to have a good time. And this is what he was saying. He goes, I spend all my money every year, you know, and he was making all these things like and you could see, you know, he was like, what's his name? Paul, what the hell's the name of the guy that hosts that show? I can never remember his name. Peter, Paul.
Oh, Patrick.
Patrick. Yeah, Patrick. He's sitting there going, he goes, you know, he was telling his story a little bit. When I hit bottom, you know, it was, you know, I was broke. I had lost my business. I lost everything. I lost my house. My family went to hell. And he's like, and this guy's like, that ain't bottom. That ain't bottom. That ain't bottom. You know, you ain't never hit bottom. And he's sitting like this. And this guy's like, he's like, then they got talking to him, the money thing. He's like, all right, when I financially hit bottom. He goes, no, financially hit bottom is you're addicted to drugs out on the street. And he's like, well, you know, yeah, that's bottom too. But you can also hit bottom. It's, you know, it's level. And he was just trying to outstory the guy.
Trying to one-up him. And people like that are fucking retarded.
Yeah. And
I can't stand. Yeah.
And now you guys know why I refuse to even listen to that episode.
Well, if you already know the guy, you don't need to listen to it. But just
exactly. As soon as I saw that, and I was like, nope, not listening. And then one of the guys I know in music, he sent me a message. He's like, man, have you checked this out? I was like, nope, I refuse. He's like, man, this motherfucker.
Yeah, he was something else. But I like the way Patrick interviews people. So, I mean, just no matter who it is, there's no bullshit. He calls people out on their bullshit.
Yeah, he can get through a lot of that.
I love that.
So, yeah, I'm not sure if you guys listen to
Ken listened to PDD with Peter Schiff, but I know Carcos yes, didn't.
I did. I listened.
I did. No, I don't like that guy either.
That guy's the biggest fucking piece of shit to face the earth, dude.
I shift my pants.
Yeah, Carcos turned me on to it because I don't listen to PBD every day, but I do catch his podcast every once in a while, at least a couple of times a week. And Carcos had said, "Hey, your boy Peter Schiff's on him," and I think I told him, "Yeah, fuck Peter Schiff." But
yeah,
with a 12-foot inch dildo,
it was a good episode. I'm telling you.
I tell you what, you know what? I'll have to admit that it was not a good episode. It was a great episode because actually PBD. He pinned, you know, Schiff up against the wall for Bitcoin and stuff like that. But also, you know, Peter Schiff is a real knowledgeable guy. You know, I shit on him a lot, but he is a real knowledgeable guy. He's a gold bug for sure. I mean, that's his thing. He's a big fucking whiner about his bank being closed down and the government taking it over and stuff like that, which is pretty fucked up by the government. And, you know, the fact that he's a pretty good prognosticator when it comes to the market. I just don't agree on his Bitcoin stance, and that's just the way it is. I think he's more jealous about his son being in Bitcoin and doing pretty well for himself, and probably I would say Peter Schiff is probably holding a lot of Bitcoin. So
he probably is, man. I don't like him just because, like, you know, he got his notoriety from supposedly doing well at predicting the 2008-2009 crash, right?
Right, exactly.
And the first time I ever heard him was he used to go on Alex Jones back in like 2016-2017 era time frame, somewhere in there. And I never really liked him then because, like, he was fucking Chicken Little. He's always Chicken Little. The sky's gonna fall tomorrow all the time. And he'll come in he'll talk about shit that's going positive. He's like, "Oh, it's gonna fail." I'm like, hold on. Like, not everything good is going to fall. Like, I get the market's super heated right now. It's due for a fucking crash at any moment. I get it, right? That's how the market runs. That's why I keep telling Bruce about Bitcoin. But, like, you know, at the same time, it's like, okay, dude, the sky's not gonna fall on fucking day. Exactly. I am wrong. But, like, no, I just don't like him. And so whenever I saw that, I'm like, well, I'm not gonna listen to it, but I'm sure Bruce is gonna get a kick out of this. Because I know how staunchly he is against Bitcoin, and Bruce is like, you know, a worshiper of it. So,
not quite a worshiper of it, but I'm an investor in it.
Well, pretty close. And, I mean, you tithe, so that's pretty much a worshiper.
I've got some local breaking news that was pretty interesting this weekend. So I'm sitting there and watching the morning weather and the news. Like, I watch, I'm drinking my coffee in the morning. My Fox Channel 9 local news, and they talk about this body that was found in a home in Minneapolis. But they're showing pictures from a different town, and I recognize where it was. It was the Auto Motorplex in Chanhassen, and I'm like, well, they must have some bad B-roll or something. So there's a motorplex where they have, like, Supercar Saturdays and stuff like that, and this week was Supercar Saturday. So what happened was, they found a body in the afternoon after Supercar Saturday was over and everyone had gone and cleared at this motorplex. They found a body inside one of the garages, just absolutely bludgeoned and beaten to death. Like, some horrific thing happened. And then there was a person, the parents found him because they're like, he didn't come home. This kid was, we weren't the kid, he was 31, 32. But it turns out they found a body in Minneapolis, and that was the person of interest. So it was a murder-suicide, and it was a lover's triangle where, like, this dude's girlfriend was messing around with the other guy, I guess. And after this – and these are all car people, so here's why I'm bringing the story up. I knew both of these guys.
They shoved the catalytic converter up his dick, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. But I knew both of these guys, and it was really – you know, it was interesting because if this story had been not a couple of well-to-do – young white guys, I think it would have been a huge story because it was the car culture. These guys both were heavily into putting on car shows and doing stuff like that. They were big online and watching it. What was interesting to me is just how social media can distort stories so bad. So you have one guy murdered another guy, then went home and committed suicide. Now, both people have their own groups of people that were like, oh, this is such a sad thing, because they didn't know the whole story. They just know this person's dead. That's what they heard, you know, as word got out. So it was all these memorial posts that then turned when the story came out of what actually happened. And it was really interesting to watch how this all went down. And it was, it's a complete non-story locally, like on the news and stuff like that, where it should be a really big story. But it was just—it was a really just a lover's triangle murder-suicide of these two high-profile people in the car world, which is pretty big out here. You'll see it, Bruce, when you're here in Narcos.
Yes, but it is.
It's an interesting story about the difference, how it was just a couple of white guys fighting over a girl. And, you know, I wonder what would happen if this was, one of them was an illegal alien, or this happened in one of them. Suppose they're both a couple of affluent young black guys, you know, or we'd hear a lot more about it. It was really interesting, the lack of coverage that this, I mean, it's a salacious story, right? You know, it's, this guy was beaten to death, murdered, and then the guy goes and kills himself. It was pretty crazy. And the vitriol that turns out. Yeah, it is. And with the one guy that was the murderer, you know, a lot of people really liked me, put on car shows and stuff like that. I knew the guy. I didn't think much of him, but, you know, I didn't know him all that well. So apparently my instincts was right. But his thing is.
Well, guilty by association, right?
Yeah. I saw that he died, and I didn't know what the story was. So I saw that he died, and reading through, I'm like, oh, that kind of sucks. You know, the kid was 28, 29 years old. And I'm going down the thing. They're like, oh, we're really sorry. We're going to miss this guy. And well, this boy. And then all of a sudden, like at yesterday afternoon after the story dropped, and I hadn't heard the story yet, I read this one guy's like, I'm going to go take a shit on that motherfucker's grave, that cowardly son of a bitch. And I'm like, whoa. And then I started finding the story out, and I'm like, wow. So it was just an interesting news day yesterday, last night, when I was reading through all this and how this all happened. But what a terrible thing. But that, and the fact that apparently Iran can't land a missile, you know, between those two things, pretty interesting.
I have not looked at the story yet at all. I just saw it from Stapleton about something regarding Iran and a missile. And speaking of Iran, how far did that guy run? Because he kept saying that from the dude from Flock of Seagulls, he kept saying he ran, but how far did he run?
So far away.
But how far away is that?
I don't know. Well, Iran has
you ever stopped running?
Missiles is the great word for what they shot over there, because they weren't hittles. That's for sure.
There
was great footage of above Israel that looked like a video game. It looked like the old Space Invaders or Missile Command, where you're shooting down the missile.
Yeah.
Their Iron Dome, watching that work was pretty awesome. I mean, I hate everything that's going on over there. You guys know that.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, yeah. I'm a tech guy. You know, you want to shoot missiles down with another missile? I'm down. Let's shoot that shit. I want to watch this.
I didn't watch anything
of it, but yeah, it was pretty interesting seeing the Middle East going up in flames, and also the fact that they've got this all blamed on Trump. So I mean, 4 years into Biden's presidency, and they're still blaming Trump for everything that's going on in the Middle East. But it's pretty funny.
If Trump's smart, he'll say something to the point of, you know, these were tremendously terrible missiles. I sold them to Iran knowing they were going to do this. And they all have beacons that tell you where they are so they can be shot down.
They were the best. They were tremendous. Yeah, they were big. They were huge.
They were huge.
They were huge. They were hugely.
They were huge and they were terrible.
But I don't know if anybody's into reality TV. I think, Dan, I think your wife's into reality TV. Is that right? Somebody's in reality TV.
A little bit. My wife is, but I am a little bit.
Okay. Yes. So anybody watch the Golden Bachelor? Did anybody watch The Golden Bachelor?
Fuck no.
What?
I didn't know they had a golden version of it now. Yeah, they had an older version of The Bachelor. It's called The Golden Bachelor.
Oh,
70-year-old.
Oh, so it's an older guy. I thought it was where they're peeing on people. Okay.
Yeah.
I think sounded like you were getting off there for a second. I was thinking about
waiting.
It.
You were,
no, I was
you
not.
You were waiting all weekend. Nope. You were waiting all weekend to get that pun out, weren't you?
Nope. The Golden Anyhow, Boy.
The Golden Bachelor was national news for fucking the whole time that the show was on, and a couple of actually Fox made more of a deal over it over anybody else about the Golden Bachelor and this expose about this girl and the expose about his life and his tragic loss of his wife and all this other stuff. And seems that you know, they had a little controversy throughout the show. I don't watch reality shows. I'm just, this is coming off the cuff as far as what I've seen in the news. But at the end of the show, he picked his bride. And they got married, and you know, with this great big elaborate ceremony that they had, you know, because Hollywood likes to do everything up big. And it's only been 3 months, and now they are throwing in the towel after 3 months. And I saw this coming. My wife saw it coming. She laughed her ass off because she just thinks that the reality shows are just wherever they find these shallow people that are able to expose their lives on TV for the amount of cash that they do. It's amazing. Cause I've seen some of these shows and I look at them and I'm going like, I don't know any people that are like this. And if I did, I'd tell them to leave my house immediately.
And the thing is, you live in California and you don't know people like that. That's what's weird. Cause they're supposedly all living in California.
No, but this is all down in LA. California's a little bit differently. They're a little bit more closed up here, but down in Southern California, I imagine it's like that. We could talk to Jason about that because Jason was part of that Southern California expose, and he's in the Hollywood scene down there. But
he was in Hollywood.
But no, he did the Tesla files, right?
Is yeah,
right. He was Nikola Tesla. Is that correct?
Yeah, he played Tesla's supposedly gay lover or whatever. I don't know. He did something.
Wow, I ain't telling him that. You can tell him that yourself. Now,
we'll be able to find out whether he listens to this or not.
They will, because he's going to be on in 2 weeks. So we'll find out whether he confirms now or not.
Did we?
I came out of the closet. So I mean, you know, in this last episode that we posted last night, we have a new intro. Thank you, Arcos, for doing that new intro and everything. And I posted it. And let me tell you, you know what? I don't mind it because here's the fact is, I don't take myself seriously. Yeah, I don't take myself seriously. And even if I was gay, I wouldn't take myself seriously. But if we can't poke fun at each other and can't poke fun at yourself,
what's the fucking point?
Any metaphor that I'm going to say right now and swallow it, there's no point.
Well, I mean, you know, you said it. It's not like we took it out of context because Jason's just asking you that how you like watching wrestling, and you're like, "Yeah, I'm gay." What?
Yeah, I'm gay like that. Yeah, I'm gay like that.
You're classical gay, which just means you're happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. I'm having a gay old time.
Just like
Fred and Wilma. Yeah, that's how I roll. But no, it was comical. Thank you, man. It's a great intro. And if you guys haven't heard it, it's for with the podcast that we posted last night on YouTube and on YouTube and Rumble. And said John Odermatt bonus material. He'll like it. He'll enjoy it. And then the podcast dropped this morning at 6 a.m. for you East Coaster guys. But yeah, it was fun. It was fun. It was fun. It was fun listening to that. It was pretty cool. My wife kind of looked at me. She goes like, "You're gay?"
It's pretty messed up that you came out to her on a podcast to us. I mean, come on, Bruce.
What you should say to her just to get the reaction, and she's like, "Well, you could just tell her. Well, you're a guy, so I figured you knew."
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to go over well.
Yeah.
And
in other news, a man in California gets bludgeoned to death by his wife.
Yeah. She was more mortified than
husband misgenders his wife more, and gets flogged to death with a bag of beets.
Yeah.
She was more mortified at the fact that I actually posted that on the podcast than anything else. I mean, that was her thing. She goes, you're going to post that? I'm going, like, yeah, why not? She goes, like, why would you do that? I'm going, like,
because it's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
Well, see, the thing is that, like, even if people just listen to the intro, like, you're not sitting there saying, I love men. He's asking, like, no. You like watching wrestling, and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm gay. You know, like, it's a joke. It's clearly a joke. Like, come on.
Exactly.
Culturally appropriating the homo is what you were doing. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Just like Beyonce is culturally, you know, includes our, you know, culturally appropriating the country music scene.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
That was a meme that was going around. That's a meme that Jason dropped. It. Other people culturally appropriating stuff, and then she goes into the country music scene.
So. All right, guys, I'm at work. I got to take off. We'll talk to you later.
See you, bye.
Oh, Ken, have a good week.
Fuck.
Have a good week. Have a good day, Ken.
Now I can finally talk now. Yay!
Exactly.
Arcos, how was your weekend, brother?
It was all right. I mean, I worked and then I worked and then I worked some more.
Did you wind up working at all?
Yeah, I worked. I ended up getting a second website job. So that was two last week because I got one on like Tuesday or Wednesday and then another one came through on Saturday night. So, yeah, that's pretty solid right there. So I got one almost all the way finished, and then I got to start on the other one today. So, but yeah, it was pretty solid weekend when it came to that front. Yeah, just fucking work, man. Got to keep working.
Yeah, I did a bunch of content this weekend out in the garden. Growing potatoes and in pots and getting my garden all set up. I did one, you know, how to transplant, the way I transplant, you know, stuff out of my seed trays into my garden. Got all those boxes done. I did a little work on Saturday morning, Harkos, as you know. I fixed the website because all my links were all over the place. I had failed to go in and change the link from the Libsyn site to the Podbean site, and then I went and actually did our monetized feed from Rumble as our video feed. So I'm in there doing that stuff, and I took the blog site down for a little bit, just because I don't like the way that it's set up. So we're gonna set it. We'll talk about that. We'll set it up in a different way.
All right, yeah, we'll get it fixed.
Yeah, we'll get that fixed up. But yeah, I went in there and did that. I just went like, oh, this is outdated.
Yeah, I'm sure there is a few things outdated in there because neither one of us have really went in there and updated anything. I mean, like, yeah, I think the last time I touched it was when episode one was still up on YouTube. So like that was the only video that we had up on there.
Right.
So.
Right. We were pointing to a video. So now I've actually embedded the feed, and it's a monetized feed. So anytime anybody goes in there and clicks it, it gets monetized. So go to our site, weathersoul.com. That's where it's all happening with the daily weather view and the weather report. So that's where we're at. If you want to hear us from the website, and then I'm gonna set up my little mercantile site. You know, where I'm doing all my Amazon links and stuff like that. I'll be doing that. So,
oh, your homosexual activity.
Yeah, exactly. So, but that's what I'm gonna. That's what I did. Is that, you know, I've been working all weekend. You know, basically in the yard and doing content at the same time because that's my business. And it's going together pretty well. I had a great time. I love getting my hands dirty, man. There's nothing like having your hands and your feet in the dirt. And stuff like that, and I also found out I'm going to be doing some content on vermiculture, which is anybody who doesn't know what vermiculture is, it's a worm box. I grow worms along with growing my soil and stuff. So
I think there's medication for that, Bruce.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. The what?
I think there's medication for that.
What is that? Are you saying that I'm obsessive or what?
No, if you're growing a lot of worms.
Oh, gotcha. Got worms, right? Yeah, they're not the parasitical worms. They're the ones that compost everything. It's really good.
Oh, yeah,
I had a friend of mine tell me that because I had a lot of citrus this year, right? Throwing citrus down in my compost bin. He goes like, oh, don't do that. It's going to kill the worms.
Yeah, well, it's too acidic.
Dude, I had an abundance of citrus this year. Threw it in my compost bin. Just been letting it sit there. I went there yesterday and turned over my compost pile, and I have millions and millions of red worms down there. So, no, it's not too acidic. It's not too acidic. Believe me, it is not. So, we'll see. He did tell me onions do the same thing, but I throw everything in that one compost bin. It's a cold pile, so, you know, it gets tossed about every week or so. I get in there and I toss it up. And then I cover it up and layer it down and stuff like that. So it's doing fine. Have lots of worms. Got lots of compost action going on. It was a little stinky.
Yeah.
It was stinky out there. I'll have to admit it was a little stinky. So I'll have to throw some carbon in there and get the stink down a little bit. But I don't have to smell it. My neighbors do. So that's good.
Well, yeah, with the stink, don't you just put some kind of brown in there, like some lawn clippings or some leaves or something?
Yeah, you throw leaves, you can throw cardboard in there. I throw a lot of cardboard in there because, of course, you know, I subscribe to Amazon and my wife's always getting, you know, three or four Amazons a day, so I got plenty of cardboard. Anything carbon will do.
Why would you put cardboard in there with all the chemicals and shit that's got on it? That's not good for your garden.
There is no. There's some that's a myth too. So your newspapers and your newspapers and your cardboard are not as dangerous as they think they are.
With the inks and the glues and the plastics on them and everything like that.
No, I don't use. I just use regular boxes.
Right, that's got the ink on it, and the it's got glue that holds all the fucking particles of the paper together.
I will send you several articles on the joys of using newspaper and cardboard for your compost bin.
I've seen many people do it, and I'm just like, why would? Okay, go ahead and put that in your mouth. Just go ahead and put that newspaper in your mouth. Go ahead
and do it, brother. It's totally safe for you. Safe for you. Don't worry about it.
I don't know about
Come over and eat my vegetables, man. Don't worry about it.
No, I don't trust those Jeff Bezos vegetables you got going on over there, just because the Wall Street Journal said, buy our papers and then put it in your compost pile. Like, no, that's got something bad in it.
No, it's fine. Believe me, it is. I can research it.
Yeah, well, if you didn't live in the desert, you'd have plenty of lawn clippings that you could put in there and not have to worry about it, and that doesn't have anything.
I have plenty of lawn clippings.
How? You guys can't grow grass. You don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah. I grow all kinds of grass, dude.
No, not that grass. The other grass. the green grass.
It's green. It's green, it's mean, and then, all that other good stuff. But, that was my weekend. I'm sure everybody else had a good one. I wanted to talk to Ken about his weekend. It's apparently that he had to rebuild his whole front end of his car. So I wanted to talk about him, about his busted knuckles and his bad back. But he had to go to work. What the hell was that?
That's my vinyl cutter. I was feeding it more vinyl into it because it's got another order.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That's this is a new one. Pedophile Treatment Center.
Oh, there you go.
Nice. There's the sound of money right there, making money off of pedophiles.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, right.
If you can't kill them, you know, might as well fucking make money off them, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And just, you know what? A dead pedophile can't hurt kids.
That's right. A dead pedophile cannot hurt kids, man. One in a wood chipper can't either. And I'm not sure, but I think they compost pretty well.
I don't know. They got some chemicals in them.
But I beseech you, Harkos, that you can use cardboard and that stuff for your compost bin. You won't die. I promise you.
Yeah, I just would rather not. I'll stay away from all that shit just in case. That way, if it comes out 10 years later, putting newspaper in your compost bin causes turbo cancer. I'll be like, well, you know, at least I don't have turbo cancer. Speaking of turbo cancer, apparently O.J. Simpson got turbo cancer from getting the vaccine and three boosters, according to the internet. So there's that.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I mean,
so, that, it's so not, you know, everything not, on the internet is true.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not because, you know, he lived a very reckless life. He was 70-something years old, and he was even incarcerated for a while where they severed the worst shit possible. No, that couldn't have been – any of those factors couldn't have been why he had cancer, especially the 76 years old or whatever. None of that could have been why he had cancer. It's because he got fucking triple boosted. I mean, that's probably why he was dumb as shit. But, like, yeah, I mean, the vaccine does have a lot of situations that have to do with immune system, turbo cancer, HIV, all that kind of stuff going on. But, like, you know, O.J. Dodd's like, oh, well, he was a proponent of the vaccine, so, you know, he probably got turbo cancer. It's like, hold on. Like, we can't just automatically go there just because the dude was a piece of shit and because he promoted the vaccine. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, dude. Like, not everybody promoted the vaccine and dies is because the turbo. I mean, Trump got the vaccine, so if he gets cancer, oh, it's because he got turbo cancer from the vaccine because he was a piece of shit and wanted it. Come on, you know what I'm saying? They're not going to say that. They're only going to say that about select people, and that's selective bullshit. I don't like it, man. I don't care who I hear it from. I can't stand that shit. It's annoying.
Well, he didn't die from the prison baloney either. So I mean, you know, he was probably getting that on a regular basis. You know, while he was incarcerated. I don't know, you know, I don't know where he was. Come on, prison baloney. Yeah. Come on, put a two and two together.
I don't understand the baloney.
Does he like white bread people? Is that what?
his prison wife.
Right.
Come on, guys.
Got the sausage in the rear.
The sausage in the rear. There you go. That's what I should have said. The sausage in the rear. Then Harkos would have got it.
Yep. I would have. Yep. Actually, but you would have technically got the sausage in the rear because you're gay like that. So.
Yeah. I'm gay like that. So. Yeah. I didn't have to endure that.
Morning that. Sex is better than coffee unless you're in prison.
Oh, yeah. Folgers in your cup.
Or Bubba in your rear.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyhow. Well, I'm going to cut this short only because of the fact that I made it to work really, really fast today. So there was no traffic. Hallelujah. Six lanes.
You're driving 120 miles an hour.
Yeah, of course, man. I gotta get to work, man. I gotta get my 9 to 5. If I don't make my boss any money, I don't make any money. And I haven't started getting much monetized. We made 12 cents on the podcast, just to let you know.
I'll be right back
from Rumble. We've made a whopping 12 cents. Hey, 12 cents is better than no cents, right?
Exactly.
There we go. We're on a roll, and we're going to come out with for our supporters and our followers. We'll eventually come out with a monetizing schedule for them. I've started a Patreon page, and we're going to direct them to there for those of them those followers who, you know, can afford to give us a couple of bucks here and there. We'll ask them for it, but basically everything's free. You know, when we come to our podcasting and our content and stuff like that, but. You guys want to go ahead and give us a donation, that would be well received. We would love that. But that's down the road a little bit. Still trying to get this podcast and this morning show off the ground. And I want to thank you, Harkos, man, for being here, doing that great intro for us, man. That was fantastic.
You're the one that did it. I just clipped it real quick and threw it at the front. I mean, it was already in the content. There
you
go. I mean,
You are the guy, man. You are the man when it comes to doing that stuff. I mean, I don't do that shit, so I just tell you to do it, and then I get surprised when I go like, "That was pretty good." But you can catch Harkos on the Music Making Sense podcast. You can also catch him on the Apex Music Systems if you want any assistance in marketing, producing, and getting a website and all that stuff. We got Jason on the other side. Horrible Designs, Ken with Mad K, Ken with Mad K Studios, and me, I'm Bruce McGee, the owner of Weathered Soul.
Yeah.
WeatheredSoul.com to get all those things that I do. I'm going to leave you guys today with this. Have a great day.
You too.
Good to yourselves, man.
Everybody needs to go buy Horrible Designs. They are the most horrible, and you can pretty much find anything you want. And if you want something specific, just message him, and he'll make it, and then you'll have it within 2 days. Yep. Like, that's how quick the shipping is on this shit. It's so horrible.
And one more thing. Listen to the I Had to Say It podcast.
Yeah.
Because does this good. He mentions us a lot. So,
and he's
so
Aaron, there you right go. Now. There's your plug. He's listening there's right now. He's listening today, right now. Don't say nothing bad.
Have a great day, guys. We'll see you later.
See you. Bye.
You too. Bye.